What is your true relationship with Parkinson's disease? Are you getting anything out of it? Some people do. There's nothing wrong with that, but the fact is that if you've got some kind of physical challenges or limitations, you can always get a lot of assistance from different people in different stores and different places. There's nothing wrong with that, so we get something out of it. What else are you getting out of Parkinson's disease? Is there something that's drawing to being literally married to Parkinson's disease so that because you're getting something out of it, you don't really want to change? Let's explore that by doing the following. Please put out both hands in front of you. Declare, if you would please, your right hand is Parkinson's disease, and your left hand is yourself or me. Face off your right hand, which is Parkinson's disease, with your left hand, which is yourself, and see what your hands have to say to each other without using any words. Allow there to be some communication between the two. What's the distance between your two hands? Is there any communication at all? Is there a bond? Is there an affinity? Or is there antagonism and resistance? What does it feel like when you experience the relationship between the two through your hands without using words? Right hand, Parkinson's disease. Left hand, you. What can your hands tell you about the relationship? Allow your hands to speak the truth of what's going on between you and Parkinson's disease. Do your two hands want to become very close? Is there a love connection between the two? Or is the relationship strained and difficult? Can your two hands get near to one another or not? What can your hands now tell you about the relationship between yourself and Parkinson's disease that you may not actually be aware of? Allow your hands to speak the truth now. Allow your hands to talk to each other. You to Parkinson's disease, and Parkinson's disease to you. I'm Robert Rogers, and this is, of course, Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.